You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to the action on the level over at Navan. It's Sam Norris in the studio, and joining me on the line is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Nice day, and should get a good day's racing.
Yeah, hopefully so. Unfortunately, we've got testing underfoot conditions again at Navan, Andy. It's been a little bit difficult to watch these flat horses try and cut through the mud like this.
Yeah, although that said, a lot of the Irish horses are used to it. I don't think the English counterparts are quite so a little bit more pampered, aren't they? But the Irish lads and lasses are fine with it. So no excuses really on that front. A lot of them already this season have run on bad ground.
Yeah, okay, they're a bit more battle hardy,
exactly,
over the Irish.
Yeah.
Let's get stuck into the card then, Andy. We start with the 2 o'clock. This is the first race of the day from Navan, a handicap here over 6 furlongs, where we've got joint favourites at the time of recording in Deeds Not Words and Battler of the Boyne, who are both on 9-2, 7-1 about Charlie's Missile. Beleza Oscura is 11-1, it's 12-1 or bigger for the remainder. The market circulating around these front two, Andy, is that the way you see it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Deeds Not Words, the first horse in question, comes out of a very good speed figure race that I got at the Curra a few weeks ago, when he was fifth behind the rapidly improving Mr. Wright. Of course, has been plying his trade on the all-weather. But that race was full of horses who, week in, week out, regularly run well at the Curra, such as Master Speaker, Expresso Brasileiro, who's third, and, of course, Insolutum, who's back in the pack as well. He's another one that regular podcasters will know I've got a bit of time for. So to sandwich in between all those aforementioned horses was a really good run by Johnny Levens's charge, and the fact that he was drawn in stall one as well. You could also upgrade that performance. He didn't get the best of runs either. So all in all, that was a really good run in a very competitive handicap, much better than this one. He now drops to 0-80 grade. He slipped from a mark, actually, of 71-69. He's got Don O'Connor to take 7 off. He's drawn right in the middle, which will give his pilot a good options either way, because they could split into two groups. So I think he's a worthy favourite here, based on his figures and his overall form. But that doesn't mean to say that he have it all his own way, because we do have Battle of the Boyne in there, another regular in these kind of sprint handicaps. And he does love it here at Navan. Most of his best form has come at Nace and Navan. And he caught the eye first time out at Cork the other day, behind a few dollars more in quite a strongly run race. He just got a little bit tap for toe going down inside the final couple of furlongs, but he kept on quite willingly late on to finish 2.5 lengths third. But that should have blown away the cobwebs and put him cherry ripe for his exploits this afternoon. He's drawn stall 15. Now, it's early days yet at Navan. We're not sure where the jockeys will come, but traditionally when the ground's on the soft or heavy side, they tend to come centre to middle and look for the better ground and avoid the far side rail. But like I say, it's the first flat race of the season, so don't take that as read. But those are the two I'd really fancy against the field. They've definitely got a little bit of touch of class, bringing that class into the party in the first race.
OK, then, Andy, concentrating on the market principles in this one. 9-2 for the pair of them, then Deeds Not Words and Battler of the Boyne. We move to the 2:30 now, which is race number 2 on the Navan card. A 5-furlong maiden for us here, where Cuff heads affairs at 4-5. 4-1 is Blue Bahia. O'Grace is 7-1, 66, 7-1, and it's 16-1 or bigger the remainder. Mm. In years gone by, Andy, Aidan O'Brien's horses tended to need the run. That hasn't really been the case this season. They've all looked ready to go first time.
Absolutely, yeah, you're dead right, Sam. They've hit the ground running, and even his two-year-olds are running well, or two-year-old. He had just the one so far, which, of course, ran at Dundalk the other day, Peace Envoy, and won very, very easily. So, obviously, there's big expectations surrounding the debut of Cuff, filly by Galileo. And it's a track where Aidan has introduced one or two nice two-year-olds in the past. Judged by the market activity, not only this morning, but particularly yesterday, when she was put in, I think, 6-4, 7-4, she's been back to odds on. Clearly, Connections think she's equally as good as the colt, who, of course, did the stuff for Ballydoyle a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, this being a two-year race, you've got to factor in greenness and, you know, the ability to handle the ground first time out. And, of course, there are one or two choicely bred individuals from big stables that we've got to consider, like Blue Bahar and, of course, Our Grace. And I do think one horse that's had a run already might be good enough perhaps to shoehorn itself into the frame. And that's It's Your Turn from the Adrian Keatley stable. I've already mentioned this yard in favourable dispatches so far this season. And, of course, Jet Setting in these colours has done connections real proud so far this season. And this filly ran quite well in a decent race at Dundalk on a debut behind Tilly Trotter, who'd already had the experience. But I thought she showed with a bit of encouragement. Apparently her work has been really good subsequently. Now, she's drawn stall 9, so it'll be interesting to see where Declan McDonough goes. I think a lot of the jocks will take a look at the first race and decide which way to go, whether to stay far side or come down the middle to centre. And if they do come towards the stand side rail, then It's Your Turn, drawn stall 9 and 9, might have a little bit of an advantage. Certainly an advantage enough for her to be in the frame. And at 16-1, roughly this morning, I think that's probably the way I'll go.
It's Your Turn each way then in the 2:30. Race number 3 comes up at 3:05. A bit of listed action for us here, just for the fillies, for this 1 mile, 2 furlong event. Joint favourites here as well at the time of recording. Best in the World and Queen Blossom are both 2-1. It's 3-1 about Emergent. Glamorous Approach is 9-1. 11-4, Pretty Perfect and Kind of Magic is 12-1. This race chucked up a couple of Group 1 winners last year, Andy. Anything like that class in this field?
Yeah, we don't really know yet, do we? There's obviously a lot of potential in amongst the lineup. Obviously, Best in the World being one of them, and likely to start a very short price favourite to keep the Ballydoyle bandwagon ticking along quite nicely. This, however, won't quite be as easy, perhaps, as anticipated. She won towards the back end of last season, beating a horse of William McCreary's called Dolce Straga, who won at Dundalk on Friday evening. So the form is rock solid. We just don't know whether she's going to be as effective on this really heavy ground than she was on the good ground then. That's the only slight quandary we have this afternoon. Whereas, we do know that Queen Blossom, the second favourite, will handle it with aplomb. Her two victories so far in her career have both come when there's been plenty of giving the ground. And she was really impressive on her debut this season when she lowered the colours of several big, powerful stables such as Devonshire and Jolliffe and the winner of Curry and Dermot Weld Yards, respectively. And I thought she did it with a bit in hand as well. She's a real big, tall, lanky unit, and you can see why she loves the ground, because her frame enables her to go through the ground really, really smoothly. She's a smooth traveller. On the evidence of what we saw at the Curragh, she's got a good turn of foot, and she also stays very well. She's very strong in the last furlong of that race, so I think 1.25 here today will be ideal. So Queen Blossom, A, with the run, B, with the ability to handle the ground, gets the vote in the third.
Queen Blossom then is Andy's choice in that race. We move on to the 3:40 now. A handicap here over 1.25. Joint favourites for this one as well in Dewdrop and Ineffable, who are both at 3-1. Col Nanog is 4-1, 13-2 about Prove the Point. Power Struggle is 9-1. It's double figure quotes for the rest of them. What do you like in this 1.25 handicap, Andy?
I'll probably go for Ineffable. We know that Tane O'Brien's horses are in fantastic form, and we know this horse comes here in good nick as well. Of course, this horse is very active throughout the winter period, and that fitness very much was the key suit to this gelding winning on the turf for the first time at Leopardstown the other day. A lot of those Fastnet Rocks, by the way, are doing really well at this time of year when the ground's very soft. I think that's another point that punters should be noting. And this horse stayed on very strongly to beat a very competitive field. Quite comfortable in the end, and I kind of upgraded the performance as well, because you don't often get horses winning up the inside of the track at Leopardstown when most of the field come towards the stand side. You're often at a big disadvantage when you hug the inside rail. So for that horse to actually achieve that feat, I think he's actually better than the official winning margin of 0.5 length. He certainly, like I say, was very, very strong later on. This stiff track should suit him. Obviously, Leopardstown from the corner is an uphill climb, so he's used to running up a gradient. And with Donico O'Brien in the plate again, obviously taking a valuable 5 off, I'll take Aidan O'Brien's Ineffable to follow up that Leopardstown victory.
Ineffable then for Andy in the 3:40. Race number 5 comes up at 4:15. This is the Heritage Stakes again, a listed race over 1 mile here, where Joaliere heads the betting at 2-1. 3-1 about One Night I Dreamed. Flight Risk is 100-30. 11-2 for Brendan Bracken. Mahayed is 14-1. It's 20-1 for Lily's Rainbow. Dragon Fay 33s and bigger prices for the rest of them. This looks potentially a little bit difficult to work out, Andy.
Yeah, this one is quite tricky. Yeah, I'm just a little bit surprised, Sam, that Joliere is such a short price favourite here. She's had a couple of attempts already so far this season, and she's just come up a little bit short. And, of course, she got beat by One Night I Dreamed and Flight Risk last time out at the Curragh. That was over 7 furlongs. So, stepping up to a mile here, I wouldn't be absolutely totally convinced that she'll confirm the form with the other two I mentioned. And Flight Risk is probably the one I'd go for. I just think he's probably more reliable of the trio. He always runs his race time and time again. And he absolutely adores heavy ground. Now, obviously, he's got to turn the form around with One Night Our Dream. But One Night Our Dream's got really good form at the Curragh, whereas Flight Risk is probably better at other tracks. So at the price of this morning, around about 130, I'll go with Jim Ball Discharge.
OK, then Andy's pick in the 4.15 then. And we move on to the 4.45 now, which is race number 6. We've got a maiden here over a mile. Creme Della heads affairs here for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen at 10 to 11. 5 to 2 for Elusive Approach. Earring is 3 to 1. It's 25 to 1 for Sing For Me. And bigger prices for the rest of them. This looks potentially like it could be an above average maiden, Andy.
Yeah, there's some nice fillies in this race, and a couple of them have already run to a decent standard. The fact that Jim Bolger was willing to pitch Elusive Approach in the deep end in a Group 3 first time off the shelf suggests that he thinks that filly's potentially useful. That's not, by the way, a ploy that Jim has never done before. He has done that on quite a few occasions, shook these really good horses in Patton Company first time off the shelf, so I don't think that is anything other than a normal practice. But she might face a decent opponent here in the shape of Creme de la from the Dermot Weld Stable. I'm going to go with that particular individual who finished second last time out to the rapidly improving and potentially very, very smart winner Jet Setting down in Cork. Now, for those of us that had a little bit of a punt on Jet Setting last week, we were really chuffed to see her win that Group 3 contest at Leopardstown, the 1,000 Guineas trial, in such impressive fashion, because she did a good number that day at Cork, and Creme de la was the only one who offered any resistance late on. So you've got to suggest that Creme de la has already run to a very, very high standard here in that maiden. We know she handles the ground, she's fitting well, and she might just have enough quality on this occasion to beat Elusive Approach, particularly as she's receiving a stone as well, wait for aid. So Creme de la looks very, very difficult to beat there in the 4.45.
Creme de la, the one for Andy, then in the 4.45. We go to the 5.15. Now another maiden for us here, over a mile this time, where the betting is headed by Arshak, who is 4-9. The Gurkha, 2-1. And it's 22-1, bar those pair in the market, Andy. To say the betting has this down as a two-horse race would be a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, this is probably the race of the day for me. Away from obviously all the domestic jump action, we get a real good line in on the two very good maidens so far this season run over in Ireland. US Army Ranger, who won first time out at the Curragh, has been catapulted into Derby favouritism after that pretty impressive victory, beating Arshak. So for those that have backed the Ballydore runner to score at Epsom in June, we'll be desperate to see Dermot Wells colt by DeBarby frank the form in no uncertain manner. The one slight reservation I have about that overall performance is the time figure wasn't as good as one would anticipate from a potential Derby aspirant. So I just have my reservations about taking a very, very thin price about Arshak today. I'm not saying he won't win, but I do think the value lies in Gurkha here, and I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day because I thought this horse ran with an equal amount of promise on debut behind Stable Companion Claudio Monteverdi, who'd run really well in a competitive Curragh maiden first time out, was much more switched on next time out, got the job done from the front. And I think if that was the key suit to that victory, you have to make the run and it'll be very handy at Leopardstown. And that counted against the Gurkha, who missed the break, got in behind horses, was a little bit green, basically ran with a dummy in his mouth and got himself into a horrible track position. But the way this horse finished off his race, he went down with an immense amount of promise. I think a lot of notebook writers were scribbling away after that performance. And I think he'll come on an absolute ton for that run. He'll be much more switched on today. He's potentially got a good draw in track one. Ryan Moore takes over from Jamie Heffernan. And I think he's going to give Arshak all the trouble that he can handle here in this 5.15. So the price is this morning 2-1. I think the Gurkha's the best value bet on the card.
The Gurkha for Andy then in the 5.15. The final race of the day then from Navan comes up at 5.45. We close the card here with a mile and 5 furlong handicap, where the betting this morning is headed by Elm Grove at 130. Prussian Eagle is 11-2, 7-1 for Along the Shore. New Direction is an 8th chance, and it's 10-1 or bigger for the rest of them. A fairly competitive handicap to round off the day, Andy.
Yeah, but not that many with obvious chances. Therefore, I'm going to play with a straight bat and go with the horse who comes in here in great form, and that's Willie McCreary's filly Elm Grove. Willie's obviously made a very good start to the season. We saw Dolce Strago win the other day, and this horse won at Garen quite comfortably a week ago, travelling really smoothly in a fairly competitive and strongly run event. The horse glided to the front with effortless ease and won with any amount in hand. Actually won by 14 lengths, no less. You don't often get that in a flat race. Those that bought the distances were rubbing their hands. And the fact that She's gone up in the weight. It doesn't really bother me, to be honest, because I think the ability to handle the ground at the season and fitness counts for more than just weights and measures. She's won here before as well, towards the back end of last season. She was trying for Tom's softest ground over a mile and a quarter. And given her stamina is very much a key suit, I haven't got any issues with her staying a mile and five this afternoon. Obviously, Prussian Eagle comes into the argument. He chased down the in-form horse, Ockmacar Boyd, down at Garen the other day. That, funny enough, was on the same card. And the time figure of Elm Grounds was greater than Prussian Eagle's race. So that's why I'm fancying Elm Grove to justify those two form figure races. So Elm Grove, from the in-form stable of Willie McCreary, who will handle the ground no problem, gets a vote in the last.
Elm Grove, the pick in the nightcap. Then just give us a quick summary, please, Andy, and remind us of your eight selections for the action at Navan on Sunday.
Yeah, let's have a quick summary and a spin through the selections here today at Navan. We'll start in the opener with a couple of interesting horses against the field. Deeds Not Words out of a good Courier handicap, and Battle of the Boyne, who often runs well here at this course. The favourite's likely to win if all the vibes are correct in the 2:30, but I do like It's Your Turn as an individual, and I think she's good enough to finish in the frame with her experience under her belt. Hopefully, fitness and ability to handle the ground will count for plenty in the 3:05 because I fancy Queen's Blossom in the 3:40. Tricky old handicap here, but I thought Ineffable was quite impressive the other day against the bias at Leopardstown. In the 4:15, the reliable as ever Flight Risk gets a vote there. 4:45, Creme de la, hopefully he'll boost the form line of that jet setting in that maiden fillies contest. Best bet on the card is the Gurkha, who ran with an immense amount of promise on debut at Leopardstown the other day. And in the 5:45, tricky old handicap, but hopefully Elm Grove can follow up A, her victory here last year, and B, her smooth success at Garen the other day.
Thank you very much. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the Irish action at Navan on Sunday. And you'll hear every race live on Racing Radio this afternoon from 1:45pm with Ollie Pimlott, James Norman and Lord John Budden in the studio. That Navan card in full alongside Weatherby and Wincanton. So do join us for all of that if you can. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Navan today.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.